This is KGOU. I'm Jacob McClelland. Nonprofit organizations successfully opposed a measure in the state Senate that would have raised state revenue by limiting itemized tax deductions. As part of our weekly conversation about business in Oklahoma, I spoke with Journal Record editor Ted Struley about the bill and why charities say it would hurt the poor. Ted, this bill would have capped itemized deductions at $17,000, could have raised nearly $166 million, and wealthier families tend to itemize their deductions more. But House leaders pulled the bill after nonprofits argued against it, saying the measure would balance the budget on the backs of the working poor. How so?
Well, the argument was that it would take away a lot of the incentive for people with means to give to those charities. And so those nonprofit organizations really do a lot to help the poor, including the working poor. And people were afraid that capping the deduction would really limit charitable giving.
So what was at stake here? Among the nonprofits that Journal Record reporter Catherine Sweeney talked to, how much funding could they have lost?
Well, the Oklahoma Center for Nonprofits told us that when they looked at that, they estimated that nonprofit organizations could lose as much as $30 million collectively.
Opponents of the measure have said that Oklahomans rely more on the services of charities during tough budget times, such as now. Do we have any figures that indicate that?
You know, we didn't get any specific numbers from anyone, but there's broad consensus that nonprofits here always step in to fill the gap when the state government doesn't have enough money to provide all those services.
How would this measure have affected patients with high medical bills?
Out-of-pocket medical expenses are deductible if they meet the threshold, but those would count toward that $17,000 cap under this proposal as they had written it. So, you know, anybody who's had a hospital stay would recognize how quickly medical bills alone could have exceeded that proposed cap.
I want to talk about another article from your paper this week that deals with the state budget crunch. This one is about construction of a boulevard in Oklahoma City that may have hit a speed bump. This is the new boulevard that will connect the Oklahoma River, a new development, and the MAPS 3 Park and Convention Center. So could the state's budget woes delay this construction?
Well, the Department of Transportation certainly thinks so. They've already put some of their projects on hold. They've delayed some others that are already underway, and they're now planning how to safely suspend work on more than 80 road and bridge projects under construction in case the state funding trend continues. So if that comes to fruition, certainly that could affect the Boulevard project.
How long has this Boulevard project been under construction?
Well, construction just started a year or so ago, but the project really began back in 1995 with plans to move the I-40 crosstown freeway. The boulevard is going to go where the freeway once stood, and the first piece of it's already been done.
What's left before this construction is complete?
There are two more phases. One, at a cost of about $7 million, is scheduled for contract letting in August. And then the final piece, which is a $15 million segment, is tentatively set for sometime during fiscal 2018.
Could construction delays potentially cost the state more money down the line?
Well, potentially, yes. And that's because ODOT is on this 8-year fiscal plan to get roadways back in shape. And if they have to abandon parts of that plan, there's no way to know what the eventual financial repercussions would be. But it's certainly safe to assume that nothing will get cheaper in the interim.
We've been talking with Ted Struley. He's the editor of the Journal Record newspaper. Ted, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
And Jacob, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
KGOU and the Journal Record collaborate each week on the Business Intelligence Report. You can find this conversation archived at kgou.org. And don't forget, you can follow us on social media. We're on Facebook and Twitter at Journal Record and at KGOU News.